What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I gave her the most Fumi gift, which didn't even work out.
Oh, no.
So sometimes WeWorks have like fun events during the day. Like that day they were like, hey, Valentine's next week. Why don't you write your loved one a letter and we'll send it for you. Like all postage is included. So they had all these like cute postcards.
If I got a fucking letter for my Valentine from WeWork, I would be fucking furious. Me telling my girlfriends, guess what he did? He was at fucking work at WeWork, like the least sexiest place, and got a postcard at a child's crafting station.
Welcome to Cash Cuties,
a super personal finance podcast where we analyze our friends' credit card statements with love. I'm Steffi Bay.
And I'm Fumi Abe.
Now, if you're listening on your Apple Pod app, please leave us a review. Now hit follow on Spotify and sub to our YouTube channel for the video version of this podcast. All the links are available in the episode description below.
Shout out to our Dono Daddies. These are people who give us money on Patreon. What is Patreon? It is the best way to support this podcast. You get access to bonus episodes and behind the scenes content, and you get to support this growing operation. If you've been following us, you may have noticed that things look a little better now. Things look a little cuter now. It's all thanks to our Patreon, so get in on that shit and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. These are people who gave us money this week. Linda D, $10, thank you so much.
And Lynn M, thank you so much with your $5.
Amazing.
Generous.
Amazing.
Oh, this week, man.
Yeah,
we get it.
This week, man. I haven't seen you in a minute. I guess I skipped last week, so it's
yeah,
only been a week.
We missed you. It feels okay. That sounded like you. I don't know, but you had a good time.
I had a good time.
Did you see that thing I sent you today?
Yes.
Okay, so your rich BFF, Vivian, actually had a content out today on Instagram, and it's about this app called Score.
Okay.
And it's where you need to have a good credit score to even get on this dating app. And
right.
So I had to send this to you because I was so intrigued, and while sending it to you, I was also downloading it because I needed to find, like, it's like a validation thing, first of all, that I could get into this club, right?
Yes.
And so I did it, and I signed up for it, and what it does is it gave me my credit score, first of all,
which is
look at it, we read
oh,
it
oh that's
it.
High 819
hot,
wow.
Right? I mean, the whole point, like, even when I saw this, I was like, damn, I'm sexy.
So you already turned on.
I'm turned on, which means this is why I would give Score all my money.
What do you think about the concept of this? Because so they have an Instagram channel, and I was like looking at some of their promotions and like content and stuff, and they interview girls on the street, and they're like, you know, if you're dating somebody, you know, what score would they have to have for their credit score? And they're like, it would have to be somebody between 680 and 800, whatever. And mm-hmm. they're like, why? And so, and she was like, oh, you know, I'm in my 30s. Like, I want to be with a partner who's like sort of on my level financially wise and stuff like
yeah.
that. This is like a very clickbaity thing for me. I don't know if you had to choose one metric for love. I don't think credit score is it, you know.
Well, it's funny that we actually recently just discussed this, how I asked that guy on my first date about
yeah.
the credit score.
Yes,
and
then
they took that and they made a fucking app
in
about
2 weeks.
It and
yeah,
now they're
yeah,
gonna
yeah. They money.
What they're I think trying to sell is this company. It's run by this company called Neon Money Club, and they're yeah. a credit card brand. So
oh.
what they did is the minute I signed up for it, it was like, do you also want to get a free credit card?
Oh, so
it was
It's like a side project.
Yeah, exactly.
They're trying to get more users.
It
kind of
felt like
ecosystem.
A bro, like Gen Z millennial person trying to like make some, you know, money or side thing, make it a side gig situation, but also have fun with it, I guess. And, you know, I don't feel like it's a great metric, nor do I necessarily feel like I will meet the love of my dream off this app, but I think only certain people would sign up for it. And I think it has to be someone who is a fun person, a good time. What do you think? Oh, is that the person that started it?
Yes. Okay. So to your point, when I first heard about this, I was like, okay, this is created by some like Asian guy who...
White. Interesting.
I thought it was an Asian guy who like couldn't get laid or something. Like a nerdy guy, you know?
Right.
But I look him up. He's like a nice looking... I think this guy's black. He went to MIT.
Maybe this will allow us to talk about money quickly on the first date, though.
Yes. I do think in that way it's useful, because I think actually... I actually think this app is probably... not, if you're in your 20s, I don't think you should download this. Like, I don't think it's for you. I think this is for people in their 30s who are dating seriously and like are looking for a life partner. Because then I think the financial money makes sense. You should not be doing this when you're 22 or 23.
Because you don't have credit enough.
Because I think when you're 23, you should be fucking people with low credit scores. Because I think low credit score dick is better than high credit score dick.
Poor dick versus rich dick. Oh,
well,
we don't
want to say poor and rich, because credit score is different than I think.
Yeah,
wealth,
yeah, no,
right?
You're right. Because it doesn't necessarily mean
I think low credit score. I mean, you can get kind of serious and say it's a little classist or racist or whatever it is. But I do think I think low credit score might correlate to like less responsible, more chaotic, equaling better dick, you know?
You like that type of dick better.
I think when you're younger, you should be getting low credit score dick. And in your 30s, no, you should be getting high credit score dick.
You don't want, is it crazy to have refined dick as your first dick?
Is it crazy to have refined dick as your first dick? Yes.
Because it sets the standards too high?
It's not even the standard. I think that maybe as a 22-year-old, like, if you're 22, like, I want you to... You know what, in investment, like investing 101, they say in your 20s, you should invest aggressively.
Yeah.
That's a thing, because you have time. Mm-hmm. If you invest aggressively and your portfolio is not doing so good, you have your 30s to make up for it. So they're like, you should invest more aggressively. I'm not talking about put more money in there. I'm talking about the kind of things you're buying. You should do stocks. You should do Tesla.
Yeah.
You don't have to do just ETFs, right? Similar to the dick, I think when you're in your 20s, you should explore, like, you should diversify your portfolio a little bit more and go for the low score dick. And like, I want you to
high SCD score.
high SCD score. Yeah. I want you to have
get
that.
Everything at the top.
Get it out of the way.
I think
I'm sure you've had low credit score dick.
You know what? I don't think I have. There's one person that potentially could have had bad score because he sold things illegally.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, there's no way he built up a credit
through that. And was it good?
No, he was the worst person I've ever... Oh. Yeah, so... But I would say most... I actually really enjoy a very responsible dick. Like, I'm that type of person.
No, but are you saying that because you're not 22 now? Have you always enjoyed responsible dick?
No, I think I've always... Like, you wouldn't think that about me, but... I know that. I know, because
right.
I give off...
Upon first meeting you... Irresponsible
chaos energy
dick.
I know, but it's similar how I have such a high credit score. It's I also find that very attractive in somebody, maybe not credit score, but just like there's something responsible about them.
Okay, can I say something controversial? I think that I
get what you're saying. Like, I get that it's more fun to be with someone but that doesn't attract, like, that's not actually gonna I will flirt the shit out
flirt,
with
but
them.
Everything else outside the dick might not be attractive to you.
I just think that dick would have been a lot of places that I don't like. If you're taking risks,
right
a risky dick to me is not
right.
Like,
if you're taking risks with Chase Bank, then you're taking way bigger risk with your actual penis.
Yeah
for
it's too
risky. That's a very good point.
Now I'm worried about your dick.
Well, I'm you know my dick is you know my dick is responsible as hell. It's always been circa 89 since I was born.
Really?
It's been responsible since
I
was
know.
Born.
I don't know. I don't
what do you mean? My credit score is great.
What's your credit score?
It's like 780 or something. But I told you,
barely making it onto this app. Good thing that you're already taken.
Yeah, that's true.
Good thing you got somebody.
This is interesting. I'm also attracted to responsible vajayjay as well. And
I liked when we were talking about dick for both of us.
Yeah, it got weird with the vajayjay. I'll say dick just to keep it clean.
Same.
I like responsible dick as well, but I think it because here's the thing. I think you can sort of infer a lot of things about somebody who pays their bills on time. And I think people who pay their bills on time, they also like have good hygiene and like yes. take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like they're healthy. And that's important to me if I'm going to get nakey with you. You know what I mean?
Nakey is
nakey, bro. Nikki.
That belongs with a vajayjay.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. Anyways.
God.
We wanted to start today with a little bit of
V-talk.
V-talk, baby. And V does not stand for vajayjay.
No, it stands for Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's, y'all. Today's the 15th, so we hope you had a good one last night. We want to talk about the finances of Valentine's Day, man. I mean, like, how much... We can start with ourselves. Like, how much are Cash Cuties investing in Valentine's Day? How much are you guys investing in Valentine's Day? We talked about this briefly yesterday. I've been with my girlfriend for like 10 years. We don't really do Valentine's Day, and I don't spend any money on her on Valentine's Day. And you were, even the face you're making, zoom in on this face. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is,
okay,
you hate it.
Did you not get her the flowers?
Oh, I forgot. I didn't get her anything.
I knew you were going to do that. You knew how I knew? Because you never got me that present from Japan because you forgot. That's when I knew you didn't care. And you know what? Okay, this is different because she doesn't care. And she said that she doesn't. Why she said she doesn't care, by the way, about gifts.
Why?
You told me yesterday. You said, why?
Oh, because so for her, it's like a cop out to be like nice to her on Valentine's Day, where like I should be bringing that energy every day, not necessarily gifting her every day, but that Valentine's energy needs to be present in the relationship more consistently. Not necessarily every day, if you're like, obviously we have bad days and stuff, but like she wants that consistently.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean,
I feel like if you're averaging 8 consistent,
yeah,
the thing with Valentine's Day is of course you should always be good to her, but then like it should be at like an 11 on Valentine's. So it's to me, she's kind of like, come on, you could take that extra little box right. of chocolate or flowers. Like, there's nobody that doesn't like getting those things.
She definitely would have liked. So what I did is I gave her the most Fumi gift, which didn't even work out.
Oh, no.
So I was on tour with Lana Glazer in Seattle. I was in a show in Seattle, and during the day I went to the WeWork there because I was like working.
Ugh.
And when I was leaving the WeWork, sometimes WeWorks have like fun events during the day. Like, they're like, we have like free cookies or whatever. That day they were like, hey, Valentine's next week, why don't you write your loved one a letter and we'll send it for you, like all postage is included. So they had all these like cute postcards.
Aww.
So I wrote like a little letter from her from WeWork, and then I put it in the pile, but it never arrived. It never arrived.
You know why? Because you fucking forgot.
No, I put it in the pile.
No, you forgot like everything else. And you know why? Because WeWork doesn't follow through. And also,
you're either going bankrupt.
Honestly, I think that was in favor, because if I got a fucking letter for my Valentine from WeWork, I would be fucking furious more than getting anything. Me telling my girlfriends, guess what he did? He was at fucking work at WeWork, like the least sexiest place, and got a postcard at a child's crafting station. Like, no, bro. Like, that they did that. They probably did that for you in favor because they thought about it later. And like, so most these, of the these people are that
custom
did
thing. Yeah.
Also,
maybe it was a trap. Maybe there was a camera and be like, look at these loser men who have no money who are sending their girlfriends.
You were essentially
letters.
On Nathan for you.
I was
on one of those shows.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
You're getting trolled for sure, dude.
But you know, I talked to Maria about this, and I think she told her
you did it
because it never came yesterday. So I was like, well, I wanted
you. You know. Oh, because you thought that you were going to get pussy for that or something?
No, what I just wanted to tell her. Like, I was like, oh, it never came, but I got you this thing. It might come tomorrow
or
something.
That's the worst type of present.
Can I be honest with you?
The type that says, I'm going to do something or I have something for you, or I thought, oh, the worst is, I thought about this to her all the time,
dude, and she hates it.
Dude, it's like, oh, I was at the shop and I saw the most gorgeous diamond necklace and I thought of you because it was in the letter K, just like your initial, and then it doesn't get there. No, fuck that. That's like, what is that?
It's very like non-committal, you know what I'm saying? but I did actually send it, and but we talked about this, and I think for her, like, her love, it's not like, of course she likes flowers and stuff, but like she doesn't. It's so interesting. She really doesn't like gifts. And she didn't get me anything either. We've never got... The first... When I was 25, our first Valentine's, we got
That's
pizza
sweet.
And beer. And then we hung out with my roommate.
No, see, you know? I do this year because this is one of the first years I was on, by choice, Valentine-less.
Yeah.
And
so
I kind of...
didn't do anything. Not even a date.
I had some people asking
about
it, but I didn't want... No, I literally didn't I didn't even like hang out with my friends who wanted to have like these the solo
Galentine's.
But I felt like it was like also just not something I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so I thought about it. I was like, maybe I don't really need a gift. I felt kind of good on my own. And I was like, but I wanted to go to like, I wanted to go eat somewhere, like get Thai food.
Okay.
But I thought it would look so sad if I went by myself. So I didn't. But I did get a pastry by myself.
That's
before.
Sadder.
No, I know, but it's only sad for other people. Like for me, I wouldn't be sad. But it was almost like I could see that if I saw that, it would look sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel bad for myself. I kind of thought it was like badass to do.
I actually think eating Thai food alone is not that sad, because I think for whatever reason, I think Asian food is exempt from any affiliation with holidays for some reason. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're eating Valentine's dinner at a Thai restaurant, I don't think anybody associates that with Valentine's Day and like love and loneliness.
Right?
But like, if you did get a cute cupcake and I saw you, I'd be like, oh my God, she's asking for a candle. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, that's so sad. I do think pastries are more affiliated with like love and Valentine's and stuff. So that's interesting that you thought that
That's
way.
Why I went to the safest coffee shop I could go to.
Like in an alley somewhere?
No, it's called Three Sisters.
Okay.
Like it just, that is the epitome of safety to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, and it was like full of just like single women there. And so, eating like pastries, and I was like, this is really...
in?
Yeah, pastry.
Oh, that's fucking sad, bro.
No, it's not. It was cute. And I had other girls. And I didn't talk.
You
just
wish
like
a man wrote you a letter from WeWork.
No, I really know. Honestly, I'm really glad I didn't see anything
no
from
WeWork.
No
one wrote you a letter
no,
from WeWork?
No, that is really.
Are you sure? Okay. Okay, but let me ask you something. So in the past, let me ask you, like, financially speaking, like, what kind of shit were guys getting you? What did you expect? Because I think someone for you where a gift is a love language, I'm thinking that Valentine's Day is, like, Game 7 NBA.
Remember I was telling you in college, no, actually in middle school, my first Valentine's present was a diamond necklace, a heart diamond necklace. From K Jewelers. Do you know K Jewelers? Like the shopping
K-A-Y?
Mall? K-Y.
Every kiss begins with K. K.
Yeah. Oh, was he looking for a kiss? Hell no, not in middle
Wait
school.
Wait a second. He gave you a fucking diamond necklace and you didn't even touch him?
No.
You didn't kiss him?
I didn't
That's
touch.
That's so fucked.
I went out with him for, I think, a year and a half and we held hands once.
That's like middle school kiss though.
Yeah, but I did see my friends who were hoes, by the way, were making out with everyone.
Who gave them something?
With their boyfriends and stuff. No, every time we would go out, I was so fucking innocent. Imagine Steffi with little glasses that I never took off and I had my hair tied up. Very, very innocent. Didn't even know what the fuck I was doing. Like, I only like was with him because his friends were dating my girlfriends, and I felt like it was the thing I was supposed to do was to have a boyfriend.
This is the boy who got you the diamond.
That gave
thing.
Me the diamond. And so he asked my friend for my locker combo, and he put the present in there, and he write me poetry and shit. So that was my first Valentine present.
That's
and
where you're starting Valentine's.
That
is
was
like
my first ever
diamond
Valentine.
Necklace.
Diamond necklace. And he, after tennis, he asked me in the letter, he's like, can I meet you? Today. And so he took my the necklace and he put it around my neck, and it was a huge deal, and my girlfriends were on the side like watching
it.
Yeah, they're watching.
How much do you think the necklace was? Even if it's from K Jewelry, I feel like if it's real diamond, I feel like it's expensive.
It's half diamond, so it was
half diamond
half silver.
Okay,
so it was a full diamond. I mean, it has to be a couple $100. What do you think? I don't know.
Dude, that's so much money for a middle school.
I know, it's crazy.
Was he rich? Was his family rich?
I don't know.
So you're telling me like,
but I come from it's a middle class town. Like it's not like, and these people probably have like.
I guess what I'm wondering is like, when you receive something like this as a middle schooler, either you or your mom, aren't they saying things like you have to go return?
I didn't tell my mom.
Oh, you didn't tell your mom?
No,
why?
I was so because first of all, I thought she'd get mad. Second, I'm so it's embarrassing to receive.
Boys.
Well, yeah, and also like you can't receive. Yeah, my mom was really strict. I would never talk about boys, but also, it's like embarrassing to. You never tell your parents about just relationships generally at that time.
Girls did. Boys don't do that.
No, not with my mom. No, that's too intimate.
Okay.
And so yeah, no, I didn't try to return it, but I did. Can I say something that's really bitchy? It didn't match my style.
Yeah.
Because I was I played tennis, I liked sports, I ran, like I didn't wear girly things, like I was anti.
Oh, it was girly.
It was
a heart. Oh, yeah.
I was embarrassed by it.
You'd wear something like that now.
Yeah, I wore fucking tracksuits, bro. Like, you know, like, yeah, like Adidas, Nike tracksuits. Okay, can you imagine a necklace that didn't, like, it? So I was embarrassed. I didn't wear it. I only, like, wore it once maybe at a dance.
You know, this is interesting. I remember around Valentine's, a lot of my guy friends, it's so sweet. They would go shopping with their mom to figure out what they can get for their girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, that was like a mom son thing, yeah, where like the mom would figure out. I remember like one guy got like his girlfriend a Coach bag or something. I guess they were, I mean, this is high school, so a little bit more money was involved.
But you're not a gift person, so you probably weren't thinking about those things. Like, so if you started young.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the gifts I've ever, gifts I've given. I mean, obviously I've gotten stuff for like Maria's birthdays and stuff. Now they're like dinners. You know what? I would do like, I wrote people's songs when I was in high school. That was like a gift.
Okay.
You know, like,
that's nice.
More...
Like, what was it about? Tell it, spit one right now a little bit. Can you remember?
I can't remember. Well,
but was it like, your hair is red, my heart isn't dead inside?
It was your hair is red and my heart is not dead is exactly what I said, for sure. You nailed
it. Fumi. Dance with me.
Fumi.
Dance with me. I'm funny, Fumi.
I'm funny. Nah, no, fuck me. No, don't go away. Hey, where are you going?
Dude, that's so scary.
Don't call the cops.
You know what? I'm worried about what you wrote on that WeWork card. What the fuck did you write on there? Maybe it was too
it was like stream of conscious. Like, hey, I can't believe WeWork is doing this thing. Isn't that crazy? Because they're going.
You talked about the experience.
Yes, and I said like, isn't this crazy that they can afford this even though they're going bankrupt? Ha ha ha. Like,
workers read it and did you a favor and didn't send it, bro. Yours is the one they did not send.
You think they opened it?
Yes, because you're talking about fucking WeWork. That's like the anti-sexy thing already, trying to double up on the fact I know exactly what your card looked like, by the way. On the back it said WeWork on the center in white, and it was green, and then the front says WeWork exclusively Valentine's, I love you WeWork, and then you're talking more about WeWork.
I opened with bankruptcy. That was the first thing I talked about, isn't it? We work in bankrupt. Yeah, I didn't even talk about it. You know what? I think you're right. I think an employee there opened it and they were like, we're not going to send this for his sake. You're absolutely right about that.
Have you checked Reddit? They probably posted on Reddit about what not to do.
Yeah, I'm just not a big like Valentine's spender. And I'm lucky because I think if I was with somebody who was a little bit more into that kind of thing, even if I could afford it, I think it would make me a little uncomfortable. In a way.
Well, yeah, fine. You're not gonna date anyone with a lot of money anyways. You're with somebody. So why even fantasize?
No, sorry. What I meant is if I was dating somebody who like they were all about Valentine's, I think to me that's like a red flag. If they're all about it.
It is weird.
I think it's good if you want to have a good time, your attitude, like, oh, I want to send some candy to my friends to have a good time. That's cool. But if you're like, what's he going to get me for Valentine's this year? Like all this pressure. I'm like, what's going on? I feel like in other parts of our life, we're not connecting. So if someone puts a lot of financial pressure on Valentine's, it is a red flag to me. I think it's okay to enjoy it. But like,
dude, you know what? I have another story of a Valentine's. This guy I literally dated for like a week in college. He blindfolded me.
Oh God, rose petals and shit?
No, he just blindfolded me and he's like, we're gonna go somewhere.
Okay.
So I got in his car.
Yeah.
We drove a fucking hour and a half. I was blindfolded.
So long.
It's so long.
That's no longer cute. That shit is cute maybe 10 minutes.
No, it was weird. And then we got on a hot air balloon. That was... I thought that was interesting. So I had a weird experience with Valentine's, or people, and I think because of that, I have expectations of when I'm dating someone to get me like nice shit.
Oh man,
I know it's not my fault.
So okay, if you had a boyfriend this year who was doing well, what would you ask him for?
If he asked me to do anything, I would want a purse.
What kind of purse?
Like a designer purse.
Go show me one on Google.
I don't know. Like maybe
The Row? I just discovered what that was recently.
The Row?
The Row. Mary-Kate and Ashley's company.
Wow. No, that's not high end. That's like, that's high end.
Pretty expensive to me. I don't know.
No. See, that's like mid-high end.
Mid-high end.
Right?
High end is like Gucci shit.
Yeah, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, like that.
You have an accent when you say Louis Vuitton.
Hermes. Yeah, Hermes is like now on the top. And then Laura Piana, like that's like even on the more crazy levels.
So you want one of those.
No, I don't expect that high yet.
Yet.
depends on how long I've known this person and how wealthy they are.
Interesting. So, like, now, walk me through that logic of, like, if it's new, you don't want a... So, you're saying the gift and the price has to match the experiences you guys have shared. So, like, if it's a new guy...
No. If it's someone really wealthy and does... He just has a... Then it doesn't matter because those guys are going to buy... It's like this kid, right? Who had the Tiffany's ring.
Yeah.
He's... I have a feeling his family was wealthy. He had a lot of money. He didn't care.
Yeah.
Right? But me being from where I was, like, I couldn't just...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up that, but like
right.
If somebody had that type of money now and wanted to give me something, I would accept it easily.
Okay.
But if he was now not at that level and getting me something, I couldn't accept that.
Can I ask you a financial ratio question?
Okay.
I was having a conversation about this with my friend the other day about gifting women stuff.
Yeah.
So let me know in which of these two scenarios means more to you.
Okay.
You are dating somebody who is like Jeff Bezos level or whatever. Very wealthy.
Okay.
Maybe not Jeff Bezos, but like pretty wealthy.
Okay.
He buys you one of these bags that you want from Prada for $5,100,
yeah,
right? But you know this guy's like making millions, right?
Yeah.
So he buys you this purse, right? So to him, it's nothing. He could do this to you every day.
Yes.
Right? Versus you're dating a guy, you like this guy, you like this other guy too. He has like a regular job.
What's regular?
Actually, you know what? Let's just say he's making like $75,000, okay? Let's just say he's making $75,000. I don't know how old you are in this scenario. Just your ageless in this, right? Let's say he's making 75 and he takes you to like a nice dinner at Cheesecake Factory. But that money is a lot to him, ratio-wise.
Right.
What he spent on you on that eggplant parm is a bigger pie of his money than the Jeff Bezos guy. And I was talking to my guy friends about like, not just women, but like the other person receiving this gift, dude, I wonder if they recognize / understand / even care about the ratio.
I doubt we're sitting around calculating the ratios, like a 2-to-1 ratio. Like, to be honest, like if you're taking me to Cheesecake Factory on a Valentine's Day, like that's just poor taste. I love Cheesecake Factory, but that tells me more about him as a person, right? You don't have, like, what levels of, like, that's like fast food chain. I love cheesecake, but, like, take me the day before Valentine. You gotta take me to, like, even if it wasn't expensive, but you should know as someone from LA, like, take me to somewhere that's sort of, like, trendy maybe, or like, even something more romantic where it's, like, even if it's not an expensive dinner, it's just a place that has a great view, or, like, maybe it was our first date in the past.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. That has thought
or is creative or makes me a meal. Cheesecake Factory on a first Valentine's, bro? Like, that's weird.
Okay, that's a really good point. Because also, Cheesecake Factory, not that cheap these days, right? So for that money...
I went by myself recently, which you shitted on, by the way, and I spent $25 at happy hour.
Right, happy hour. That's happy hour.
Why did you shit on me? Why can't... Like, I was the only girl eating by herself at happy hour, and I feel they treat you so much better because they feel bad for you.
Right. Okay, wait. This is really interesting because you mentioned that, like, you're saying I'm not mad about I'm not thinking about the ratio. I'm not mad about you not having money. I'm upset because you didn't put thought into this. But it's interesting that you didn't say anything like that about the rich guy who bought you the Prada purse. So for
I understand.
And I'm not saying one is right, but you're saying, are you saying for a rich guy, it's a little bit, I don't really have to have thought. I could just buy you, but you as in like the proverbial you. Just I could just buy someone something nice and I don't have to, there's no thought.
Nope. I remember in high school.
Maybe to him, Prada is the Cheesecake Factory. He's like, yeah, I'm not really thinking about it. Here you go. I heard Prada's
good.
So
in high school, I remember I got a Coach wallet from one of my boyfriends, and I was grossed out by it.
Why? Why?
Because it was Coach, and okay, I never carried it. It's just not a brand that I like. And I thought it was in bad taste. But Coach was expensive.
Coach was cool back then. At least in Ohio. All the girls in Ohio.
Okay, that's because you're in Ohio. Yeah. I'm in LA. And my family's very into things like this. So I'm like aware of.
Because Coach is American. I know it's like.
It's American.
I remember my mom told me it was like the lowest.
Low
of the,
tier.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a little above Michael Kors, which still. Yeah, not but you that know, like, but, I, sorry, like I don't hate
you,
on them.
You
it's
said
just.
Middle school or high school? What was this?
This is high school.
So, but it's like these kids can't afford this. So it's like, well, what were you expecting?
How is he even getting me that? Like, don't. He got me nice things. It was just what I'm saying is, even if it's nice, it has to like have some thought into it. And if you don't know it, this is I'm giving the men here or women a tip here is if you don't know the taste of the person, ask their siblings, ask their friends. They are there to support you in this gift purchasing. Okay, if you don't really know and you know you don't have the best taste, just ask people around. Yes, because that's where it seems like it's thoughtless. If you're going to spend money or ask the people that work at the shop, if you're going to spend that much money, be like, hey, what is like the cute thing? This is the type of girl she is. Like, let's work on it. Like, don't get me the ugliest bag, even if it was worth $6,000.
I see what you're saying. So
like,
there
it
has
does
to be
matter.
Thought,
yeah.
There has to be thought regardless of the amount we're talking about.
Oh my God. Yes.
Right. But I guess if you are very rich, it's a little easier because a lot of things from Prada is like cool. So it's like you can fuck up less, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or have a gift receipt. You know what I mean? Let me go back and be open to the fact that things might, like, the gift might change.
Well, there
you have
it, fellas. No one's saying about the ratio. Just me. No one even thought about that word ratio. No one cares about the... I care about the ratio. You know, I'd actually present a graph, be like, you see how, you know, your other boyfriend got you that, but that's only 2% of his monthly income. And for me, the salmon dish I got you, this Branzino that I got you at Cheesecake Factory, actually 40% of my monthly salary, so... Therefore, we should kiss.
How do you feel about flowers as a gift?
Ooh, Maria loves flowers,
yeah,
but I hate them. I think they're a terrible investment. They don't last. And I always try to convince her. I'm like, it's not the money. I'm happy to buy you something, but I don't want to buy you flowers. But maybe that's me being a bad boyfriend because she said she wants it, so I just get her the goddamn flowers. But for me, it's like, it's just such a... It's like buying... Nokia stock. It's like it just makes no sense to me.
Which I've done. Which is why I also buy flowers.
You buy flowers.
Like, aka.
It's just they die so fast. They're so expensive. I feel like the joy that you can milk from it is like fairly limited from like an objective standpoint. So
milk from it?
Yeah.
Do you milk for happiness? Like, are you typically around walking
around? I do
like
the happiness milk analysis when I buy anything.
Are you like, do you go somewhere like at a park and then you're like, I'm at a 25% ratio happiness. If not, I must leave. I must take my mechanical body and leave this situation.
You don't do a milk analysis when you buy something? Girls do that.
Can you take a look at this and then tell me what it makes you feel and then do an analysis?
Okay, but tell me how much it was and when you bought it.
I got it. It was a present.
When did you get? When was this gifted to you?
Like a few, 3 days, 4 days.
3 days ago. Yeah. How much do you think you paid for this? If you bought this from fucking like...
Well, if it was bought...
Online, yeah, right? I bought online on one of those services.
Say that it was...
Urban Stem.
Say that it was $20.
It's not $20. It's easily $40.
I put it in the vase. That's what makes it look expensive.
Just... Okay,
does
I see
this look expensive to you?
Because the vase.
Obviously it does because...
Well, flowers are expensive.
Okay, say that this wasn't Valentine's Day. Where do you think... Oh, you know your flowers for someone who doesn't like flowers.
Listen,
I have a feeling you have a secret love for flowers and you're just not letting it out.
I like dry ones because they last a long forever.
Oh my God.
Like, I see, but you gotta do a milk analysis.
Don't Are you one of those people who would like get flowers at prom and then turn it upside down and let them dry out and it looks
who
like death?
Who wouldn't turn their flowers upside down on prom? What are you talking about
don't
right
you
now?
Fucking tell
who
me you're
doesn't
letting
turn their flowers
dude,
upside down at prom. Are you
dude,
insane?
Dead flowers is so sad and when it crumbles to the floor and it just looks black and sad. Oh no.
No, but if you draw them the right way, it's artsy. It's artsy.
Him? Are you pressing him in your books? You are, huh?
Listen, I'm all about milking joy. And you, because if you don't milk, there's like little shit. You're one of those people who like, you'll like drink a smoothie, but there's like a bunch left, but you throw it away. You're one of the wasteful folks.
No, I don't want to hear. Folks. I hate hearing the at the end.
See,
that's the sound of.
That's what I'm saying. But I milk.
That's the sound of desperation.
I get in
there.
I put little udders on the bottom. I fucking get in there. I milk every
no,
fucking
dude.
Sip, bro.
No,
because
you don't.
I'm efficient,
are you licking
bro.
The walls? Do you ever do that?
No, my tongue's too short. It's too short. No, but I just think that flowers in general, the joy ratio is the joy to price ratio is quite bad.
So does this make you happy
it's
at all?
It's ugly as hell. I mean, the colors, it's pink.
It's ugly?
It's pink on the outside and universal.
Oh, that is insane.
Dude, I don't know what kind of flowers this is. This makes no sense. Pink on the outside, University of Michigan colors on the inside. Wolverines? Are you fucking kidding me? It's so dumb.
It's a tulip, bro.
It's a dumb flower. It's a dumb flower. I'm sorry. It makes, I mean, it's this is easy $40.
It has no intellect, bro.
Okay, but what, I'm just saying $40, that's two happy hour experiences at Cheesecake Factory. Just think about that. Which one are you having more fun?
You do get free bread at Cheesecake
That's
Factory.
That's what I'm saying. So just do
but
the joy analysis.
When I look at this, this has increased my home atmosphere vibes by 77%.
According to who?
Me. So for you, what is this doing? What percentage to like
Not,
a light?
I'm annoyed. I'm like, I was going to just.
Oh, God.
But see, I think it's important that if it's doing something for you, that's good because you are getting joy from it. But
how about
when
you give the flower to somebody? There must be a percentage that you're getting off on that.
I just know it's going to die in a couple of days and it's going to end up in a trash can.
No!
And that makes me sad.
If you get it the right place, it'll last longer. Like if you knew these flowers lasted a week, is there a difference? Would you pay more for
that? I've offered to buy like fake plants in the house.
Ugh.
But she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, because that's sadness to the core.
But they last forever. It's the same reason why I like fake Christmas trees. They last. You could just put it away in your basement.
They gather dust.
I don't. You don't think regular plants gather dust?
No.
Why don't they?
Because they're dead by the time there's dust on them.
Yeah, I just, to
Does
me...
Is it attached to something to do with death? You think that scares you?
I just think like, I think for me, I'm obsessed with like efficiency and like milking things that I'm like, I want, if I get you something, I want you to like, I'm like a utilitarian guy. Like I like getting gifts that you can use for a while. So like, I like my, one of my favorite things I ever given Maria was a Kindle. We still use it to this day. It never broke. It works fine.
Oh, we. So you use
I'm
it too.
I'm using it now, yeah.
But you're like... one of those. We got to it. You have no utility for the flowers.
Right. So it's like, I don't want it.
No.
Yeah, you're right. We got to it.
God,
we got to the bottom of it.
Fool me.
This is a question from a fan, and we love hearing from our fans. So if you have a Cash Cuties moment, please DM us at CashCutiesPod or email us at CashCutiesPodcast@gmail.com. This one comes from a Fran. We'll call him Fran.
I like that. Fran is cute. Our little Fran.
This person said, hey, cuties, what's your take on being invited to a potluck, but then being asked to split the bill with everyone? She got a message saying, the Sunday gathering will be potluck style. I'll create a spreadsheet so everyone can share what food they want to bring and document costs so that we can share the costs later.
Wait, first of all, you're supposed to cook the food. So are you gathering, are people who making, yeah, you're supposed to cook it.
No. I think, right? I think what she means is like, if I'm bringing chips, I'm putting chips on the Google Sheet. And if you bring in beer, you're putting beer.
Yeah, but sometimes what I'm saying, a potluck, the main point of a potluck is like you cook something and then you bring that.
You don't cook it there. You cook it at home. Right.
So is she saying like, if I'm going to make like a broccoli stew, am I like going to individually
put like
Google Sheets, broccoli, put the vegetable stock and whatever?
That's a good point. That's a good.
That's
imagine
so
someone putting
annoying.
Like two potatoes on the fucking Google. That's psycho.
That's kind of more Fumi style.
So that is Fumi style, but I will say that's insane. I would never do that. But I think maybe she's young and maybe the potlucks she's going to are like, I'm going to get a plate of wings from Whole Foods kind of thing. So let's just assume it's all pre-cooked stuff. People are bringing in donuts. People are bringing beer. People are bringing cakes. Let's all say it's pre-cooked. I don't like this. Even though I'm a milk guy, I don't like this because I think the whole point of potluck is like community, and it's like not a bill, right? It's not dinner. Potluck is like, hey, let's all bring something together that's around the same price and have a good time. It's to me, it's similar to like going to a party with like a case of beer and like Venmoing people for drinking your beer. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, a potluck to me is kind of a sellout, or is that the word? It's almost like the potluck is almost like a cop out of someone trying to throw a party, because you're barely throwing a party.
Yes.
You're just creating
a park too. Usually, I feel like.
Yeah, so you could host something and be the center of attention of it.
I haven't been to potlucks in general.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Last year, at the end of the year, I was asked to a potluck, and I purposely didn't go because I didn't want to deal with bringing anything. I'm going to say it now.
What?
If you are
so
invited to
up.
A potluck... I don't want to cook something.
No, you don't have to cook anything.
Dude, they're expecting. You know, I remember one time in college.
Bring drinks.
There was a potluck and everybody was supposed to cook something. And I knew I wasn't going to do it, but I still wanted to go to be with my friends. So I went to Ralph's and I took off the label and tried to make the pie look like it was. I cooked it. And immediately someone else had brought one, but it was like a bought one. So they knew it was a lie.
Yo.
And since then I said fuck it, I'm not going to potluck.
But you have you're scarred though.
I'm scarred.
You keep thinking when you hear the word potluck, you think of that embarrassing moment in college.
It's just
so emotional.
I'm a little embarrassed of the food that I might make, but also what kind of party I would have. The potluck has to be like my girlfriends, like it has to be my friends I want to hang out with, and I'll do it. But if it's just literally I just met you, or like you're kind of an exterior friend and we're not in the immediate circle, I'm most likely not going. If there's a potluck, no.
I agree with you. Parties I'll go with like a second tier friend, because like I can just talk to everyone.
Yeah.
But potluck is so intimate.
Ugh.
Absolutely. And I think yeah, I think for her, this fan, you need to figure out like what's your relationship with the host of the potluck. If it's somebody very close, this is fucked up and you need to confront them. But if it's somebody you don't know, you can talk shit. I think that's my take. So you can talk shit or you need to confront. That's
splitting
my take.
The bill. I mean, what would you even... Okay, so if this was the case, what would you take? And because then you're going to now have to think about... Now that there's a monetary...
Right.
You can't be the cheapo either.
Right.
But then you also don't want to get people pissed off as a group because you're getting the most... You can't get steaks.
Imagine if we were invited to a potluck tomorrow at the Pan Pacific Park or whatever.
Yeah.
What would you bring and how much you spend?
That's like fucking... Do that right now, and then you just worded it better.
I do this.
I'm not getting sprinkles, but I want to bring sprinkles.
I bring a cake. I bring cake or donuts, and I spend about $20 or $30. I do this every time. Everybody loves donuts.
Oh, but hold on, Krispy Kreme?
No, I usually go to Sidecar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like, it's pretty expensive. It's like for a dozen, it might be like 30. It's expensive.
Yeah. Do you think that's people would be okay with that one, especially if people have to spend money in the end?
Oh,
like,
you're
we have
saying
to split it. Yeah,
because,
I'm saying if it's split.
Because I'm buying something expensive, you might be like, why did you buy the most expensive?
You can't get sprinkles, which is the thing I could take to people at parties.
This is fascinating. This is why this Google Sheets method does not work for a party, because now there's this cheapo element where, like, you have to think about what how other people feel about your spending. You're being judged for the way you
spend. That's
spending.
What I'm saying, You can't spend too much. You can't spend too little. You got to seem reasonable, but not cheap.
I think in this case, I would send a mass email to this thread and be like, hey guys, I know we're doing a Google Sheets. How much on average do you think we're spending? And everybody would be like, oh, $25. And I'd be like, great. So on average, people are spending 20. Just get that number out of the way.
Do you think it should be an ongoing sheet that everyone can put down what they're buying and selling, and the how much, I mean, not selling, buying. Like, it's like an ongoing thing that everyone can open up. And then it says the price
of
things.
That's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming it's kind of like the Google Sheets I use with Maria, but with party material. That's what I'm assuming this is.
But I mean ongoing, so people could see it in the moment before bringing it, so people can say yay or nay.
You can't vote on this is already like, I don't want to go to this potluck already. You ruined it for me.
It's so funny. There'd be so many side convos, by the way.
Oh,
like, you and I, can you believe, can
talking
you imagine
mad shit.
We'd be like, this for?
Yeah, one guy brings like one Lay's chips, and it's like this personal size. It's not even, and he spends like $1 at 7-Eleven.
But also, I'd be like, at least we don't have to really pay for that. That's only 10 cents.
That's true.
So it's, do we actually ooh, like that guy more?
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This, fun.
Wait a second.
I would do this if it wasn't someone I was close with. Actually, the solution, invite me and Steffi to this potluck. Put us on, share that Google Doc.
Why aren't we having Cash Cuties
potluck
experience? No. Why aren't we creating experiences so our listeners can hear us do this thing? Like, why don't we just do this
and see what happens
at a park and see what happens?
All right, cuties. Thank you so much for tuning in. We missed you so much. We hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And please follow us on all the socials at Cash Cushies. Yeah, Cash Cuties Pod. And please follow me on all the things at TheFumiAbe, that's TheFumiAbe, and that's including Venmo.
And you can find me at Baked Goods, BAIKEDGUDS on Instagram, my website, StuffyBake.com, and my Venmo, Venmo me. At Steffi is me.
Hell yeah. Shout out to our video producer, Nicholas Peters, sound engineer, Doma Goy, Ivanchik, clip guy, Matthias Robles, and our analyst, Holly Center. Thank you so much. We cannot do this without you. If you get a skill and you want to help us and join the team, DM us. Let us know what you got. A social media person would be nice. We hate doing that shit. So let us know what's good.
Yeah, are you good at social media?
Yeah, if you're like, are you young and good at that shit? Can you make us
you
go viral?
You could be old and be good at it too, but You know that, right?
Old people are, hey, we're not ageist.
You have a problem with age.
I do, and I'll talk about it in the next episode.
That's why you don't like flowers. But
anyways, I do want to ask you about the age thing about in the next episode. Anyways, right. We love you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. And until then, we'll spend your money wisely.
Or don't, and have fun. Bye.